Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. What do we have today? The Mercedes GLA 200D. Well, this is going to be my shortest review ever. If you're in the market for a compact SUV and you're considering the Mercedes GLA 200D, stop deliberating already and buy it. That's pretty much it. I guess we've got to go on a little bit more. How should I put it? It's comfortable, it's refined, it's elegant, it's sporty, it's fast enough, and frugal. Yep, that should do it. In a sense, family motoring perfection. If it's in your budget, you won't regret it, and you don't need more. You may want it, but... Anyway, what are you getting? 110 kilowatts, 320 newton meters, and a 0 to 108.6 seconds, but it feels far sportier. That goes through an 8-speed auto box, and it's front-wheel drive only. You're getting a 2-year unlimited kilometer warranty and a 5-year 100,000 kilometer maintenance plan, and you're getting that for $714,560. There is a downside, and the downside is a lot of the cool toys are extra. Don't get me wrong, a lot of the cool toys are included, like Keyless Go and that sort of thing. But let me tell you about some of the ones that are extra that I loved. Having blind spot indicators that make the door flash red when you're at the risk of opening the driver's door into oncoming traffic is just an amazing use of two technologies, interior mood lights and those little blind spot indicators that often go off in the mirror, which it has, combined together, just absolutely changing things. It was brilliant. It caught me by surprise. I didn't know it was there. It was fantastic. Then there's a driver's assistance package, which for around 35,000 Rand gives you the semi-autonomous kit. And that is just brilliant, where you've got adaptive cruise control and lane keeping and all that kind of thing. Then there's an Energizer package, which will cost you 51,000 Rand and a little bit of change, which gives you special seats, lighting, and upgraded sound system. And the sound system is superb. But you can quickly close in on the 1 million Rand mark, well into the entry-level GLC class territory sitting above it. But having said that, I don't know that you're ever going to need that much more car because, you know, it's just got it all. You'll want the magnificent wraparound electronic dashboard, which is also extra, of course. And however, all of this is forgiven when you realize that with very boorish driving, you're going to get about 6.5 liters per 100 kilometers of diesel. And you can expect it to be way more frugal if you drive with a tentative right foot. And really, all I can say is the GLA is the one to get. Big enough, yet small enough, nimble enough, yet luxurious enough, a delight to live with. And that was it, the GLA 200D from Mercedes-Benz. And that's it for me from Fine Motoring this week. It's been David Dondi. It's been great. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast at fmr.co.za.